The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
It's familiar, but not too familiar, but not too not familiar. It's a new craze. Hey, good girls, do you wanna just say, hey, I wanna? Just say, hey, I wanna.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to My Brother Mean Advice Show. For the modern era, it's Star Wars Watch 2014. I'm Justin McElroy, your oldest brother and most seasoned Jedi Master.
I'm Travis McElroy, your most midichlorian brother.
And I'm Baby Greedo. Look at me go, doing some crime. Everybody hopping on my spaceship.
I think Griffin's already touched on it, but we all have just watched the Star Wars trailer, the teaser trailer, and I think the biggest surprise is the baby versions of so many of the characters.
Yeah.
So many characters are baby
which
versions.
Which is weird because it's not a prequel, is it? Is it
Griffin?
Later.
Is it weird? Because if you think about it, it is related to the Henson Studios, the Muppets.
That's a
Muppet
good point.
Baby, Star Wars baby.
Shit. And also Rodians age in reverse.
Exactly.
Did I ever tell you the story about when I was showing off to my then girlfriend, who would later become my wife, Rachel, about all my Star Wars knowledge, and I was telling her all about Trandoshans and Wookiee bowcasters, and then she asked me when her birthday was, and I got it. I was off by a day. I got that one wrong. I'm a pile of garbage.
That's the other big surprise. That big pile of garbage,
yeah,
the sentient pile of garbage from the trailer was something that really surprised me. Grimsham, the living pile of garbage.
I was surprised that they brought back Pizza the Hutt because he ate himself in the last movie.
They're going to have to do some nifty storytelling acrobatics to get him themselves on this one.
I did enjoy the cameo by Barf.
It's all holograms, I'm assuming.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Justin, thanks for reminding us.
Oh, sorry. If you are not living with the fact of John Candy's demise every day in your heart, then I don't think you're a true fan. I don't think you're a candy head.
I was surprised to find out that part of the movie would be taking place on Earth in the present.
Mm-hmm.
That was weird. Like, the whales are fine, guys. You don't need to save them again. Mm-hmm.
I didn't get the part where Ron Solo, which is Han Solo's brother, went down on a lightsaber. Did anybody else get that part? There was like a 45-second stretch there in the trailer where it's just like, bzz, ow, 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 and he just like partied on it. And it's weird because you think about it, and it's a hot light laser, and that would kill him, but it didn't seem to have any effect. I feel like they're just like fucking playing Calvin Ball with their lightsabers now. Just like what? They're just making shit up now.
They're just putting lightsabers on everything,
and
too.
It's just give me the one. I'm still blown away. Every time I see just the one come out, I'm like, whoa! I don't need seven on one boy.
I don't need it on a keychain. That's what I keep waiting for, is a lightsaber keychain that is real.
A bottle.
It's fiction.
I wish that they, in like mag lights, where in Star Wars they had the big lightsabers, and then they had the little lightsabers for just the tiny jobs.
That's, you know, we're joking, but you know that's going to be in the next trailer.
It's, you have a like, light dagger?
Yeah, I think he's the most evil Jedi that ever lived. And then he pulls out a giant lightsaber, and the beam is like the size of a bus. And he's like, fucking, what's up now? I'm going to win every sword fight because I've got a bus saber. Fuck
and
you.
It weighs nothing because it's light.
We're all just making shit up now. So guess what? My lightsaber is a planet. Oh, I win the fight.
Why can't they have a lightsaber that's like a football field long?
Uh-huh.
He just sweeps it around and kills everybody.
As long as
waiting for people to run into it.
As long as we're making shit up, why does Baby Greedo even have a lightsaber? Rodians can't have midichlorians. I don't want to be racist, but Rodians can't have midichlorians. It's bullshit.
You have to be careful about making sweeping statements like that, I found, because no matter what sort of bullshit you want to rule out, someone will come to you and say, actually, in the extended fiction, there's been several instances of Greedo and...
Oh, fuck that. Bug face old monsters. They don't get lightsabers. Trandoshans neither. I hate to cast aspersions.
Can you only use a lightsaber if you can wield the Force?
I think so. Although, I'm sure there's some EU shit for that, too. I mean, Ron Solo can use it, and he's not a Force user, but I would say he's using it wrong. Decidedly wrong. He's not using it to battle the Sith. He's using it to practice his gag reflex suppression. Now,
Griffin, I saw on Twitter that you wanted to speak up about vibroblades. Did you have something to add there? Is there something you wanted to say about vibroblades?
I'm just saying they're super tight. And that they are more realistic, I think, arguably, than lightsabers are. And it's just a part of the fiction that we haven't fucking completely explored. Put a vibroblade on the next trailer, people freak the fuck out. You don't have to keep upping your lightsaber game.
Is a vibroblade just a vibrating blade? Like one of those like serrated turkey carvers?
It's exactly like that.
It's basically just that, but longer.
And that's for, badass.
And for Wampa.
You use them on a Wampa. How come nobody ever eats Wampa?
It's stupid. I would
actually the extended fiction.
Can we please go and do questions?
There's a Wampa chef.
Let's do
who specializes in cooking Wampa related dishes.
This season on Wampa Chef.
I'm Wampa boss.
Let's help people.
For once.
A friend of mine recently started doing stand-up comedy. Due to scheduling conflicts, I've yet to see her act. But just this week, we were joking around, and she casually ripped off a bit from a stand-up special we had watched just the week before. I highly suspect she's ripping off other acts on the reg. Do I bring it up or let her dig her own grave? She's not a really good friend. Suspicious of comedic charlatanism in California.
Cool. Sounds like neither of you are especially good friends.
I feel like before you do anything, you have to go see her
fucking act, of course.
Yeah.
And then if she starts doing like a Mitch Hedberg joke, you can stand up and say like, J'accuse!
She gets up there and she's like, hey, have you all, I've been thinking about this for a long time, and I think that there's 7 curse words. You'd be like, sit down, you're done. That would actually be really great, though, if you got up there and you're like, here's 7 curse words. Fanny. And Fanny could be one of them.
Ara. Back, you guys may not remember this, but there was this Christian youth leader that used to make the rounds. I won't name him because I don't want to bring shame upon his house and his fine work. But this guy was like a big hit with like the youth. The youth loved this guy, and he would do these bits. You know, he did a lot of comedy bits, and at one point, and this would have been like early 90s, late 80s. He started doing a here's your sign bit.
Uh-oh.
Now I have to keep in mind, this is pre-blue collar, pre-all that stuff. Bill Engvall is just a young guy that my dad had seen on, like, Evening at the Improv kind of stuff. So
at the Apollo.
Yeah. And at the Apollo, Dad had seen him there. And he's in his seat, like, getting livid. He keeps whispering to me, like, this is not his stuff. Literally, Dad goes to him after he does, like, the prime time, everybody come to Jesus, like, come on, let's get right with the Lord thing. Dad goes up to him afterwards, after that. He's like literally praying and crying with pregnant teens that want to get their right life right with the Lord. And Dad's like, hey, have you ever heard of Bill Engvall?
You fuck!
You fucking dipshit asshole!
God knows what he was did. Mad.
You're doing good work, but you're doing it in a bad way, you fucking creep. Bill Engvall has worked for every dollar he's earned until he makes
God blue gave call. Bill Engvall those jokes first.
Yep.
And then you steal them out of Bill Engvall's mouth.
God came to him low like a burning bush. And he was like, yo, come here, check this out. It's like they have signs, Bill. And the signs tell everybody how dumb they are, Bill.
Bill, the Bill. Burning bush, here's your sign.
This is such a sticky wicket because she was in casual conversation with you and she quote unquote stole a gag. I don't think that that's the same thing as like using it in an act and passing it off.
It's 100% not the same thing, no. Justin.
It's not, right? Like, it's definitely not. But we do this comedy show here and I don't know if you guys have ever done this. I will sometimes listen to a past episode or someone will like mention on Twitter, like, hey, you know, that's funny that this other guy did that exact joke. Like, oh my God. It had been buried in my psyche and then it reemerged.
Yeah.
Purporting to be a new creation,
but
a unique special snowflake. Yeah, you gotta go see the show, and then I think afterwards, you know what? Or don't. Like, maybe just don't. What do you care? What does it matter? Why would you get into that fucking awkward black cesspool of a conversation from which there can be that oratory La Brea tar pit of that conversation if you did not have to?
Yeah.
There is no reason for you to wade into this motherfucker.
Best case scenario, there's no issue. But, like, every other case scenario after that is you having to say something or you knowing something and not saying something or trying to find a way to say. And it's all just awful.
One time I was at a comedy show here in Austin that was just, like, a stand-up open mic thing. And this dude got up there and started making all these really horrible jokes. He's talking about that driver who, like, crashed into a crowd at South by Southwest and killed, like, six people. That happened, like, 2 days before. Cool, 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 great job, dude. But then he started ripping off jokes from The Daily Show, which seems like a weird place to rip it off from because fucking everybody watches that. And he talked about the plane crash that happened and how those kids called that news station and said the pilot's name was We Too Low and, like, all that shit. And he just, like, did that as if it was his own goof. And I heard a guy in the back of the crowd just go, fuck you! And that's probably the best possible way to call somebody out on this.
That's one way of dealing with
it.
Someone told us on Twitter that they saw a stand-up comedian in Austin who had been doing some My Brother and Me classic goofs. And then they said they saw you at a restaurant later that same night. So it was a very strange experience.
I don't go to places where anyone can touch my food besides me. But I saw that tweet and I thought about which of our bits could fucking possibly translate over to.
Hey, guys, ever notice how Orb the horse? Am I right?
Guys. What's up with old people gum? Peepum's nasty gum. That should.
Dorp?
Anything? Hey, anybody got a dorp?
Here's your sign. Fucking here's your
horses, ghosts,
babe.
Where are you guys at? That's what our show sounds like to us.
Rodians don't get no lightsabers. I don't want to sound racist, but Rodians don't get no lightsabers. Put that lightsaber down,
Andy.
That fucking classic Rodian lightsaber, dude. Fucking everyone's nipping at our heels.
they're ripping off bits that we haven't even posted yet from earlier in the show.
Inception.
Frankenstein's dick? Holy shit.
That was from our Candle Nights episode.
I've become dislodged from time stream. Frankenstein's dick.
You guys want a Yahoo?
Yeah. Accidentally made my mom and dad break up. I'm fading away. Ghost horses.
Do you guys want a Yahoo?
Help.
Getting
hard to see.
This Yahoo was this Yahoo was sent in by level 44 Yahoo Shaman Drew Davenport. Thank you, Drew Davenport. It's by Yahoo Answers user. They've been suspended. But when they existed, they asked, what do you think Frankenstein's dick looked like? Whoa!
Whoa!
They ask, I tend to steal people's toilet paper when I go to their houses? Not really a question, but I have tried to stop, but find that I can't. It gives me an adrenaline rush.
Wait, it's not about Frankenstein's dick?
No. I have tried to stop, but find that I can't. It gives me an adrenaline rush. I feel I may move on to more explicit and vast bathroom materials. What do I do to stop?
Wait. Hold on. This person's not getting a rush from the theft of it. They're getting a rush because it's toilet paper and therefore explicit to them.
No.
And they're saying, like, I'm going to steal dirtier and dirtier things.
No, I think it's the thievery that's really doing it for them. But they're going to move on to more explicit and vast. I don't know what that means, but I think it could probably describe the My Brother, My Brother and Me catalog at this point.
Fair. Do you think they mean, like, I'm going to steal, like, bigger? I'm going to steal, like, towels and the shower curtain.
No, probably like soaps and then maybe pills and then maybe tampos.
See, but that's the thing. This question would be 1,000% different if the question was, I tend to steal pills from my friend's medicine cabinets. Okay, great. Like, this is an issue. I steal toilet paper, then you're just a dick.
Are you? It's a victimless crime, except for the victim.
It is not. I know exactly how many rolls of toilet paper were in my home at all times.
That's bullshit.
That's not true.
You know how you've heard
three and a half.
Okay.
Have you ever heard that, like, some cultures only have words for, like, one, two, and a whole bunch? Like, they just don't have words for, because they have no need for, like, numbers. So they don't have words for, like, higher numbers.
Like, in China, there's never four of something.
Mm-hmm. That's, well, it's considered bad luck. But I think that there are really only two numbers of, well, okay, three numbers of toilet paper you can have. You can have none, you can have one, or you can have plenty. I don't even think about it until I'm like ethically bound to not buy toilet paper. I cannot see when I have two.
You don't
rolls
have.
Of
you don't
paper.
Possess the sight. Is
I
right.
do not possess a sight to see a number of toilet paper rolls beyond one, none, or plenty.
Well, because I've at got that plenty. Point, like, where do you worry stop? About it. Where do you stop hoarding toilet paper? Like at two, at three, at four, pretty soon you just have like a closet full of toilet paper. I think that that is why we as human beings can only fathom buying more toilet paper when we're down to the last roll.
It's true.
Right, because it's a slippery slope.
Yeah,
right?
Otherwise you panic and you're just like, it's on sale. Yeah, cube, cube, cube. And you just buy like cube after cube of toilet paper.
We're talking in circles here. We gotta get back to the heart of the matter, because how is this person doing this? Are they going the full roll? If that's the case, how do they get it on their
I was thinking about that too,
out.
Logistically.
Yeah, do you take it all off the roll and shove it in your pockets and then leave the house with it? Because that feels less like a crime. Maybe you've got a cold. You know what I
but
mean?
Could you wrap yourself in it and then put your clothes on over it, the old under mummy?
That
could
is what
you
I
do an under mummy.
Oh, the under mummy. And that's good. It protects you against the elements.
And bullets. Mm-hmm.
And bullets. A lot of people don't know that.
Isn't it amazing? I think that like toilet paper is like Time Lord technology, because on the roll it's so compact, but then when you take it off the roll, I feel like it would take up so much room.
Mm-hmm.
You'd have to like pretend to be pregnant, and your friends would be like, "You weren't pregnant when you got here, were you?" Like, yes, yes, I 1,000% was.
I sat on a toilet seat where somebody did a naughty thing,
and I got insta pregnant.
I got super pregnant very fast. I think that this is fine.
You think it's fine?
You think it's fine?
Yeah.
You think it's fine?
That's a pretty bold statement, Griffin. Maybe I think you'd say not the weirdest thing we've talked about, and I'll give that to you.
Okay, but you know what? It's again, I go back to the same issue. If you stole someone's roll of toilet paper, that's a victimless crime. If you steal the last roll of toilet paper, you're history's greatest monster.
But okay, yes. But how hard is it to buy toilet paper? Not
where,
hard.
Where
not
do you
very,
even find it?
It's not very hard to buy toilet paper, right? And whatever. I do it all the time. I do it every day.
It's a bit embarrassing when it's the only thing you buy.
Yeah, I'll give you that. But
and then it gets more embarrassing when you buy one other thing, because then you're saying, this thing's going to make me shit.
Yeah, sure. it's suntan lotion. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I don't know. I don't know, man. We'll figure it out. Maybe I'll put it on an English muffin. It's not hard to buy toilet paper, right? But the thrill that this person gets, they don't get from anything else. So even if I knew that my friend was coming to my house and stealing my toilet paper, just knowing how happy it made them, it would be fine. As long as it didn't get more explicit and vast. I think that your friend's going to have a talk with you, like, keep it. Don't go chasing waterfalls. I need you to stick to the TP, my friend.
Pretty soon you're going to have to put up a sign that says, like, all bags must be checked at the front door. Like, I don't trust you to take your backpack into the bathroom.
I think that's actually what the song Waterfalls was about.
Have you guys ever done anything like this?
Stolen somebody's toilet paper?
Well, because I have, in my younger, poorer days, I stole a roll of toilet paper from a business job type.
Oh, place. Yeah. Oh, fucking, I'll rob a business blind. Forget about it.
Okay. Because
anytime
that,
you're at
I
somebody's house and you
victimless.
See that... That giant roll, like, oh, you. Oh, you card.
Do you need a couple dollars?
How tight are times?
Next question.
My boyfriend and I have been dating for 3 years. When we first started dating, we both lived in the same city as his extended family. Now we live on the other side of the country, and we moved in together 6 months ago. Christmas is coming up soon, and I want him to meet my extended family. They live about 5 hours from his hometown, but oh my god, this is like algebra. Mm-hmm. Okay. But he says it doesn't make sense for him to go to there. He doesn't have a lot of money and won't have access to his own car to drive. I'm going to be borrowing my father's car to see him and his family on New Year's. How can I convince him that meeting my Nana is important to me without creating resentment on the other end?
I wish he was
from originally from Ohio.
Listen, just like point of order, we needed was that last sentence of because the crux of this question is how to really sell your Nana, and that's I didn't need all that maths is all I'm saying, because I got confused and I got angry.
How do I make my Nana seem like the newest hottest thing?
Can you spruce up your Nana? How do you keep your Nana fresh for the 2014?
Call the Property Brothers.
Call the Property Brothers. They're going to put an I-beam in your Nana. It gives it a real rustic. Travis appreciated that Property Brothers joke.
We gave your mother exposed beams.
Listen, you broke motherfucker. You can't afford this Nana. We're going to buy you a shitty Nana, and we're going to fix her up. Hey, my name is Gladys. You fucking suck. Yeah, but just
come with us.
But just check this out.
And look here on our back. Heated tiles.
Heated
now,
tiles.
Now, you would think that would be out of your price range, but we saved it by not getting her feet.
Mm-hmm. No feet.
I know you want this particular granite for your Nana's countertops, but we don't think it makes sense just fiscally. So we're going to get her some cheaper stuff.
We also put a skylight into this new Nana, and that did kill her. That was the thing that killed her. That was on us. But the lap still works. Check out this lap. Mm.
So if I'm understanding this correctly, when they moved in together, they lived in the same town. So she's met his extended family.
Oh, yeah.
And now they live only 5 hours away from her extended family. He doesn't think it makes sense.
You got to do it. I mean, I know it's I kind of get where he's coming from, but it's like important. Like 3 years is a long time for him to not have met your family, right? Like it's,
well, I think this is specific. I think this is specifically extended family, because he's not saying mom and dad. We're talking extended family.
Yeah. Now, here's the thing, and bear with me here. There is a play you could do, and it is that you
Our Town.
You do Our Town.
You realize it's the importance of family.
That's a right smart Nana you got there. That's my
We all gathered underneath the Nana nut tree.
You just got to say something along the lines of, we don't know how much longer she'll be with us.
Oh, don't do that.
I know.
That is a Nana curse. If I ever heard one, Travis, I do not know why you convince this question asker to curse their Nana.
Fair enough.
It's a Nana curse.
In 3 days, she'll be dragged
you
to
don't
hell.
Forward this Nana to someone else.
Man, this Nana's really taking a beating in this question, huh? We have fucking done everything to this Nana.
I feel like what you really need to do is just explain to him that this is important to you.
Yeah.
And like...
Yeah, have you tried... Like, I'm as I get older, I'm more into this like whole direct communication thing. And I love a good scam, a good grift, as much as the next person. But maybe just say, hey, this would mean a lot to me.
Yeah.
Boyfriend.
Because that's the thing is, you probably feel like you've had the conversation, but there's a lot of talking around it you could do. And I feel like if you just say like, hey, this is important, and he's still... He's like, meh. Now, I will say that it does sound like if he doesn't have a car and he doesn't have the money, this doesn't strike me as the boyfriend saying, nah, I don't really want to.
Like, it's the boyfriend saying, literally, I can't.
So take that into account, because this is probably important. It is something that matters, but it may just not be the right time for it. You could do it any time of the year if you're only 5 hours away.
Pop on a bus.
So maybe Christmas isn't the time. Maybe you wait a couple months till he can afford it, or you have a car that you can drive him up for, and then you do it.
I'm saying there's probably going to be a Nana-bound super bus that you can hop on, and it's going to cost you $3, and you're going to have Wi-Fi the entire way there. But it's just going to be you on the bus, because it's a magic bus that goes directly to your Nana's house.
How about your Nana comes down and meets him?
Yeah.
Tell her to stop being so lazy.
What the fuck?
God, you're a lazy Nana.
Meet me halfway, Nana.
Brothers, my boyfriend's mother recently learned she would be receiving a sizable inheritance. I think it's around 30K.
God damn!
Yeah. And has decided to spend it by taking my boyfriend, myself, her other son, her wife, a bunch of people on a big family vacation. Awesome! Except the last time I spoke to her, she was trying to devise between two possibilities, the Grand Canyon and Hawaii. Now, brothers, I'm not an outdoor person. I have absolutely no interest in a Grand Canyon vacation. I would love to go to Hawaii. But I know that Hawaii would be significantly more expensive, especially in terms of paying for my boyfriend and myself, as we live on the East Coast and the flights would be twice as much as for anyone else on the trip. Would it be impolite to express my strong preference? Should I let her take whatever vacation she prefers with her money? And that's from Craving Beaches Over Canyons in Washington, D.C.
This is a really good question.
And this is a great question. My first counter question is, what is your problem with the Grand Canyon? It rules. It's giant. It's made of rocks. And I've never been there.
Mm-hmm. So but I imagine it would blow your tiny mind.
Now, Travis, I don't think you're the best person to weigh in on this question, because if I remember correctly, you are the man who wouldn't drive 4 hours out of his way to see the Grand Canyon.
Now, to be fair, Justin, I had a dog and a cat with me. It was a whole thing. It was going to be a whole deal. We would have had to take them with us. And it was like day 7 of our cross-country trip.
What is your problem with the Grand Canyon?
It's a big hole.
It's just a big hole. Maybe fill up with water and let me swim in you, lake, and then we'll talk.
Grand Canyon is a shitty lake.
It's a shitty dry
Wait,
lake.
Wait, we've really turned around on the Grand Canyon since the beginning of this question.
This is the very definition of a win-win scenario. Because if she chooses Hawaii, awesome. You are going to have a fucking sitcom special episode. And it's going to be amazing, and you're going to love it. You're going to have the best time ever. Go to the Grand Canyon. Going to save a lot of money. Probably only going to spend maybe 5 G's on that, right? Getting there. That leaves 25 G's of this inheritance left over. I have to be very delicate with my next few sentences because I don't want to implicate myself in anything. But as I see it, if you want this inheritance to kick your way, you've got maybe 6 or 7 people standing in the way, and the Grand Canyon, while a shitty lake, got to be so careful here, is
so delicate.
If things, let me think, Jesus Christ, things that fall into it will pick up, let's call it a fatal amount of inertia. Now, I'm not saying anything about Murder Most Foul, but I am saying, how quickly can you push 6 or 7 people? All I'm saying, win-win scenario. I'm not saying murder these people if you go to the Grand Canyon, but how bad do you want this money?
Here is one thing. Now, when you don't decide to push them into the Grand Canyon.
Don't do that.
I'm saying when you don't do that.
Oh, okay.
When you don't do that and get them all in a line and push them in the Grand Canyon, I cannot caution you enough against losing your nerve halfway through.
Yeah. Listen, if you only do 3 or 4,
if you only do 3 or 4, then lose your nerve. That's no good. That nothing good will come of that.
Yeah. We're not saying any of that. I'm saying I saw a YouTube video of somebody throwing 7 watermelons into the Grand Canyon, and they did not even come close to surviving the fall. And I'm also saying that watermelons are the most human-like fruit. And that's all I'm going to say. That's just where I stand on the matter.
Do you know what this question asker did wrong?
What's that?
Their opportunity for this... Not the other thing, but when you were talking with your boyfriend's mother, why didn't you say it then? Why weren't you like, oh, Hawaii would be great?
Well, no, because it's her. I get it. It's her fucking money. You don't want to be like, you are not a member of the family. You are dating a member of the family. So it is super not your place to be like.
No, but the loophole is this. It's not like she said Grand Canyon and you said, how about Hawaii?
No.
Like she said either Grand Canyon or Hawaii. All you had to do is like, oh, Hawaii sounds fun. Or the Grand Canyon. Either way. But Hawaii, I've always wanted to go there. Because
it's her 30. It's her 30 stacks. She gets to make the call.
Hawaii is, I feel like once you pay for the Grand Canyon trip, it's pretty much paid for. Once you go to Hawaii, though, I feel like you're just begging for upsells.
But what about burros?
I think
burros?
You're getting upsold a lot. What?
What about burros? You got to pay for the burros.
Burro rental?
Yeah, yeah, the very cold donkeys.
You got to get the audio
that
to
that was a shitty joke,
over
Travis.
Here's a hole.
Thank you, Griffin.
No, a lot of people give us shit for not recognizing your good jokes, and I'm trying to get better about that, but that also means I'm going to call you out when you do a fucking terrible joke.
No, because it's a brrrr.
Shut, stop it.
He's a chili donkey. Brrrr.
I'm going to my zone. words, people. Chili donkey.
Yeah.
Two other words. Free snacks.
Fatal inertia.
Two more words. Free snacks. We're going to give you the chance to get free snacks. Potato chips aren't good for you.
Nope.
They're trash. Get delicious, wholesome snacks. That's what you need. And you're going to get them at NatureBox.com.
How do I do that? I just type in the thing to my web browser and then they come out of my CDR drive?
Can I just tell you about these? They have no artificial flavors, colors, or sweeteners, 0 grams of trans fat, and no high fructose corn syrup.
I mean, they do have color. Color is all that we can perceive. You know what I mean?
They do have color and shape.
Right. They're not invisible.
They have texture and form.
Right.
What do we got new this month? Let me tell you about what we got new in NatureBox. This is a subscription service, basically. They're going to be sending you a box of snacks that you choose. You choose what you want, and they're going to send them to you. Here's some of the things you got here. Blueberry Greek yogurt pretzels.
Whoa.
How about this? Parmesan garlic Pop Pops.
Oh, my God. They can do anything with Pop Pops.
Oh, shit. Are you ready? Because I haven't seen these before. Beef jerky.
Oh.
Beef jerky. You're like me, that's like the best thing you've ever heard.
That's pretty incredible CPs. Because beef jerky that you get from like Oberto or Jack Link's, otherwise known as shitty beef jerky, it's going to cost you like $48 at the gas station. It's stupid.
Super quick aside, I watched an episode of Shark Tank where Jeff Foxworthy was a guest shark, and someone came pitching their beef jerky line, and he said it was fine beef jerky, but he was unable to invest as he was already in the beef jerky business. With his own personalized line of Jeff Foxworthy beef jerky, and it was like, it was the most Jeff Foxworthy thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
Yeah.
Carry on.
You can get these free ass snacks. They're not ass snacks. They're just regular, delicious, wholesome snacks. You can get them for free. Go to naturebox.com/mybrother, and you will get a free trial box of delicious snacks. Stay full, stay strong, my friends. Naturebox.com/mybrother.
And if you work for NatureBox, Daddy hasn't gotten a box in a while.
Oh, come so maybe, on.
Just so pay maybe for it yourself.
Time. Just pay for it
maybe
your fucking
it's
self.
It's time to hit Daddy with a taste of the crunch. So what's that address again? Because I missed it.
Naturebox.com/mybrother.
Perfect. I'll try that.
Can I talk about Prosper?
Please.
Sure.
Travis usually does it, and I feel like people are just ready for something new. Just saying, you're 2008 or 2000 late. 2008 is 2000 and late now, isn't it? God damn.
You're 2014. I'm 2014.
Stop being so Gortine. Guys, listen. There just aren't a lot of good ways to borrow money when you need it.
Oh, 2000 and snorting. Okay. Fuck.
If you need money, you're basically screwed nowadays. And bad news, you always need money. But you can get a low fixed rate loan at Prosper.com. How it works is this. You say, I need this many dollars. It can be up to $35,000, basically infinity dollars. And then people will come and invest in your loan. And then you'll get their money? I was waiting for Travis to confirm that is
correct. Oh, that is correct.
Woo! Nailed it. Got it in one. So, yeah, it doesn't have to be $35,000, but that seems like a pretty good sum to me. You can check your low rate instantly without affecting your credit if you go to prosper.com/mybrother. And if you get a loan through Prosper, you can get a $50 Visa gift card with your loan. And you can spend that on whatever the fuck you want. It's not like a Cracker Barrel gift card that you can only spend at Cracker Barrel. It's just...
You could spend it at Cracker Barrel.
Actually, I'm sorry. I'm reading the fine print here. Explicitly, you can't spend it at Cracker Barrel. But anywhere else... That is not a good time country food store. You just feel free. Justin, you want to hit this disclaimer?
Yes, I will be reading this in a character that I am creating in the moment.
Oh,
called Christopher Lloyd.
Oh,
but also Kramer.
Oh, okay,
and possibly Richard Nixon.
Well, this is just going to be terrible.
Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah chartered industrial bank, member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
Great, Jerry.
Great Jerry, I am not a crook.
Oh, fuck. I got a message for Alan Michael.
Is it from Queen Elizabeth?
Alan. It says Alan Michael first name. What is that? Is the person's name Alan Michael?
And then his last name is first name.
Man, they really fucked the pooch on this one, didn't they? It's not like a library card where you... Queen Elizabeth says to Alan Michael, "Hey, old man, what better way to wish you the happiest of birthdays than having the brothers do it for me? You're the greatest man in the world. Holy shit. And I hope you enjoy this because it's by far my favorite gift you'll get. I'm sure yours too. If Griffey wrote you a jingle, though, this message would be put to shame. Love you tons. Love your bottom bitch."
Well.
I can't, guys. I forget. I don't have the music anymore. Also,
I miss.
I've got a sneeze caught in my nose, too. And it's like really fucking throwing me off. And I don't think I can. Hold on, let me try. No, fuck this sneeze, though. Sorry, everyone. I let you down.
This next,
I got a message. Oh, wow. Simpatico.
Happy birthday, Alan Michael. Michelle.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Alan Michael. We hope it's a great one, Alan Michelle.
You're the greatest man in the world. You're the
greatest living man, you bottom bitch.
He's actually top bitch, I would assume. Is that how it works?
HBIC, baby.
I don't know the lingo. I got a message for Julian from Brian and Sanford and Kate and Katie and Lilla. Maybe Lilia. I don't know.
Lilia.
Happy birthday to the finest playwright ever to sit around in his Walter White's. A man with more character than a waddle of Dinklages.
It's actually a converter. It's a murder of Dinklages.
It's a murder of Dinklages, yes. A converter of dozens to the Church of McElroy. I know Griffin stopped writing jingles, but perhaps a reprise of Birthday Town for such a leader of Mbimbini is in order. An anachronistic rendition of GriffinSpaceJam.com.
Happy birthday. Fucking sneeze. It's my curse. I'm going to take it with me to my grave. I'm going to be on my deathbed like, here it comes. Beep.
Achoo.
God bless you, son.
It brings you back.
God bless you.
I saw the light.
Do you guys want to know something about Bottom Bitch?
What's up?
Bottom Bitch is the one girl the pimp reserves for himself or the player's favorite girl. So while it seems like a derogatory term, it seems like you want to be Bottom Bitch.
Yeah. Well, depends on the pimp, doesn't it?
Well, isn't that always the case, Griffin?
Can I blow my nose? I got a
happy birthday.
Happy birthday, I guess.
Happy birthday, Alan, Michael, and Julian.
Today we are all bottom bitches.
I gotta blow my nose or I'm gonna fucking die.
Hey, Ross.
Hey, Carrie.
Hey, it's me, your co-host.
Oh yeah, we have a show, don't we?
We have a show.
Oh no, Ross and Carrie.
Oh no, Ross and Carrie. It's about undercover investigations of fringe groups.
Yeah, like the Tony Alamo Ministries cult.
Yep, that's led by a pedophile.
He's in jail.
Also, we became Mormons. We became Raelians, which is a UFO group.
That's right. We joined the Ordo Templi Orientis.
Yes, the 9/11 truthers. We got cupped. We got acupunctured. We got Reiki. We've pretty much anything that you've heard of and been like, that doesn't sound quite right. We've done that.
So you don't have to do it.
So if you want to hear about this, and you should, then go to MaximumFun.org.
This Yahoo was sent in by Rachel Sperling. Game recognize the game. Rachel Sperling crushed it this week again.
Is Rachel Sperling just the game now?
It's hard to say, right? Because I don't want to throw shade at my precious Drew. But Rachel Sperling, I'm just saying, watch the throne. That's all I'm saying.
Just don't let her into the zone.
Do not let her into her zone. Thank you, Rachel Sperling. It's by Yahoo Answers user Holden Caulfield. Holden Caulfield asks, do snakes and birds ever make love to each other when scientists aren't looking? Yes. I know birds are real. Oh, okay. Next question. I know birds are really closely related to reptiles. Does that mean they sometimes get intimate with each other? Or are they so closely related that it would count as incest? That doesn't make any fucking sense. The stuff before it did, but you lost me at that part. Also, if a bird and a snake were to crossbreed, would the offspring be flying snakes? Yes, that's where Quetzalcoatl came from. Read the literature. Please help. It's for a bet I'm having with my friend, Holden Caulfield.
Now, to be fair, if it is a male then it is a flying snake Quetzalcoatl. If it is a female, it is a cockatrice.
Is that how it works?
Yes.
It's weird because you think it would, and I don't want to go blue here, but you would think it would be the other way around.
Well, but they called it a cockatrice before, like, they understood that that was the principle. So they thought, like, all animals were male till they decided to be female, because scientists used to be really super dumb.
What about a rock? Was that, is there a snake in there at all?
No, it's just a stone, Griffin.
You shut up. I bet that different animals probably fuck all the time when we're not watching, right? If this is
specifically, sorry, this question is specific. When scientists aren't watching.
Yeah.
Because that's all they'll believe.
Well, you would think, that's the problem, though, is that we're all fucking narcs, aren't we? Like, if I was in the woods and I turned a corner and it was like, that's the sound of a snake and a bird fucking, I'd be like, oh, I need a scientist over here. Right? Like, I would narc them out in a second.
Someone give me a scientist.
I would Instagram that, and then I would send it to all my scientist buddies. Right.
This person is basically just describing a deviant version of Toy Story.
What? In what? No, they're not at all.
Scientists turn their backs and the snakes and birds start fucking.
Toy Story 4.
Toy Story 4, snakes and birds getting it on.
Day 78. I've been watching the bird and the snake constantly without fail. So far, nothing is... Ugh, my pen's out of ink. Hold on, I'll be right back.
Hold on, let me...
Oh, man.
Oh, thank God.
Why are they both sitting there smoking cigarettes? What did I miss?
There's nothing that gets birds and snakes hornier than being watched by scientists for prolonged periods of time.
Yeah.
Hey, he's out of the room. You want to do this? I don't know.
A really quick question. And I'm no scientist, as we've established. Because I could watch a bird and a snake fuck. But is the snake's cum...
Sorry, do you mean jism?
Is a snake's jism basically...
Just
some... Just little snakes?
What?
If you think about it...
Slithering hither and yon.
If a snake... When a snake, because they have to, right? Snakes have to.
When a snake.
There are more snakes. There are always more snakes. When a snake.
Could you with a snake?
When a snake jisms, it's just little snakes, right?
I always thought that's what was coming out of their fangs.
Oh my God.
That's horrifying, Justin.
That's just really bad.
Not only am I now dying of venom, but also, ew.
Ew, gross. Ew. Suck the venom out. No.
No.
Nah, I'm actually cool. Good.
Give me a bird.
A
bird will suck this snake venom out. You know how those dirty birds do. Don't let there be a scientist around.
If a snake looks at a bird and thinks, I'm going to fuck that, is that the same as if, like, a human looks at a dog and is like, I'm going to fuck that?
Well...
Is that equivalent? Will you be shunned from snake society for birdiality?
I'd rather not consider it.
I'm seeing
what
people...
What if you eat it when you're done? If you unhinge your jaw and eat the bird you just consummated your love with?
I mean,
then it was like, you could convince him it was like a long game.
That's pretty sweet, I guess. Seen a lot of responses, a lot of very level-headed responses to this Yahoo answer.
Right.
A bird and a snake cannot biologically crossbreed. They are two completely different species. The egg would never get fertilized. Hey, you fucking bigot. Not all sex has to be for breeding. They may just be doing it for fun.
That sounds like a scientist to me, and that's why you will never witness their love.
That's why you
and
don't,
it's amazing.
That's why you don't get to watch a bird and a snake fuck, you close-minded shit.
We uneducated few get to see the magic and the majesty that is a bird and a snake fucking, and let me tell you,
that,
it is glorious.
I don't know if that had been a lyric in that ICP tune. Did you ever see a bird and a snake fuck?
Wait a minute. That's actually where the phrase ignorance is bliss came from. Is because when you're ignorant, you get to see that sexy shit. Oh,
do you think it's more likely that a male snake would fuck a female bird, or that a female snake would fuck a male bird?
Ooh, that's a toughie, Travis.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, why can't it be a male bird and a male snake?
Do you ever think that there's ever been a committed bird-snake couple that were living with someone who is in a science discipline, and then they graduated and got a job in science, and then they said, listen, this isn't working out.
Listen,
we gotta go.
You can no longer observe us.
You can't observe us anymore. I'm sorry. You should have thought of this before you got so into science.
Every so often, people email us or tweet at us and ask us if we're really stoned when we record episodes. I cannot stress enough that we are not.
I wish we were.
You're not. I'm stoned on coffee. That's it. You want another question?
Yep.
Then let me use the bathroom.
God damn it.
My friend went through a breakup with her longtime boyfriend this past summer, and since then, she's begun texting me mass amounts of selfies every day. I don't want to be insensitive or mean, but it makes you really uncomfortable. If she's still having a hard time, I want to be there for her, but I have no idea how to respond to her constant duck face pictures. What should I do? That's from Jen in Chicago.
Holy shit.
What makes this so weird is that she's sending them directly to you. Like, if it was just her posting a bunch on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter, it's like, okay, fine. Great. Why is she sending them to you? Look at me here. And look at me here.
Look at me here.
Look at me here.
Look what my mouth can do.
This is my face again. Did you forget?
Did you forget what I look like?
Look how happy I am. I bet that's it. I bet it's that, look at me, I'm having a good time without him. Look how happy I am.
I'm so okay.
Yeah. Which has to be true.
I've never heard of anybody sending people selfies directly. Is this a thing?
I don't know. If it's a thing, it's... What? What are you guys laughing at?
Oh, Griffin. Griffin has just selfied us.
Guys.
I'm going to get a quick screen cap.
Uh-oh.
Get this out to the people.
Oh, that's not... I don't look good in that one. I don't look internet good in that picture. I look text to my brothers on a Sunday morning good.
Is there any kind of text associated with these selfies? Is she saying, like, this is me having fun at a bar? This is me in front of the Eiffel Tower? Or is she just like...
How did you get to France that quickly? You just sent me a selfie from the Grand Canyon 2 hours ago.
You're amazing.
You're incredible. You're a time walker.
I don't understand why this is happening. Like, this goes beyond all cultural things that I understand about the internet. Is this like my old man moment? Is this like when it falls apart for me? Because I don't understand why people would send pictures of each other.
No, and I'll tell you why. Because
this is your old man moment.
I'm willing to, because the question asker asked. So it's like, okay, great. This is weird to you too. Like, this is weird to the question asker as well as being weird to probably everyone listening. So here's my advice. You should ask her why she's doing this.
Just ask her.
Yeah.
And ask her for us. So just so we know, because I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight.
Because the next time she sends one, just say like, hey, this is great, but I notice you're sending a lot of selfies. What's up?
Are they not? Why maybe is this? If I got nice pictures of my friends, I wouldn't be complaining. I love my friends, and I love looking at them.
At what point, Griffin, does it become too much?
Oh, never. Send me a picture of you. You guys never send me pictures of yourselves. I find myself fucking forgetting what you look like. I know one of you has a beard, and one of you doesn't. Does one of you have glasses?
That's the best you've got?
That's all that I've got, because you fucks won't send me pictures of you. I forget
what you're talking about. Pictures of my baby.
Yeah, that's not you, is it? I can look at that and say, what if that was a boy that was like 45 years older? I'm just saying, this seems like a nice service. I wish my friend... I don't use Facebook anymore, because fucking all that my Facebook wall is videos of people popping big pimples. Thanks, Facebook, and thanks, you sick fucks that use Facebook. Right, I can't do it anymore because it's so terrible. So I don't know what my friends look like or my brothers or family. Send me pictures of yourselves every day. I don't think that's too much to ask. I think this is a very sweet gesture. Y'all want a Yahoo?
Yes, that would be excellent.
Let's try this Yahoo out. It was sent in by Rachel Sperling, Game Recognized Game. Thank you, Rachel. It's by Yahoo Answers user Vicky, who asks, could someone pretty please write a vampire story, please? Start in a dark forest at midnight, and there's a girl named Elena who gets hypnotized and bitten by a vampire.
Slow down.
Okay, good. Start in a dark forest at midnight, and there is a girl named Elena who gets hypnotized and bitten by a vampire named Josiah. I want eye contact hypnosis, please.
Okay, first of all, that's called thrall. It's not called hypnosis. You're in the thrall.
Jeez,
amateurs.
Glamour is what I prefer.
Glamour is something that masks you, so it's more like you would cast a glamour on someone to so they would ignore you.
Yeah, but in True Blood, they call it glamoring. They verb it. He glamored me into doing this.
I think that means you dress them up in sequins and you made them more glamorous.
Now that's dazzle them.
Oh, what okay. A fucking stupid show that sounds like. Never seen it, but it sounds pretty goddamn dumb. Can someone please write me a vampire story? Please, 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 please. There is not enough vampire fiction out there. Erotic fiction.
So is the question asker asking someone to write them a story?
Uh-huh. And it's got to have a girl named Elena and a vampire named Josiah. And it's got to have eye contact hypnosis.
Can I just say, I really like this because I think we could call it Choose My Own Adventure.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, hey, I'm going to tell you what I want in the story. I think I used to have a book like this where I was a little kid and mom and dad bought it for me for my birthday, where I went to like Planet Travis and they had a machine that worked on wishes.
I think a Choose My Own Adventure book is just a book. Right? I wish books would just choose the fucking adventure for me. Just tell me a story. I didn't buy this fucking thing to write it myself. This is garbage. Neil Patrick Harris, you lazy shit.
What do you think this person wants the story for? Do you think it's an assignment where they have to write it and they're going, at least I've got all the bones of it, but I just can't put the meat on it?
Yeah, from their teacher, Miss Clitoris.
Excuse me? She's stern but fair.
Can someone fucking write this person?
Okay, so let's go through it. She's in a dark forest at night.
Okay, how much time do we have left in the show?
Enough time to write some erotic vampire fiction.
Okay, let's write one. I'm the oldest. I'll start.
Okay.
And Travis, like one sentence at a time?
Exquisite corpse?
Maybe not once. Okay, yeah, we'll do one sentence at a time. That'll be good. Okay. The night was dark and also horny.
The forest was as dark as it was horny, too.
My name is Elena, and this forest got me feeling real horny down there.
I spied a shape in the darkness that was white but had eyes and a cape. And maybe fangs.
It was definitely glamorous, but also erotic.
His name was Josiah. He didn't tell me that, but he looked like one. He looked like my friend Josiah. So there's more than one. There was a semicolon in there. He looked like my friend Josiah from work at Dress Barn.
I got closer to him. I saw that underneath the cape, he was wearing some sensible jeans and no shirt. But he just had like a cape and his muscles were like, yes.
And I didn't know much, but he was definitely bonered.
I could see it through his jeans. I could see the boner through his jeans. Another semicolon was in there.
They were as sensible as they were see-through.
It's not your turn.
Oh, sorry.
I looked into his eyes. They reminded me of Josiah, my friend at Dress Barn. And that's when it occurred to me.
I'm going to bone this dude.
Nope.
I'm going to bone him. Like, feel good. I don't know where these thoughts are coming from. Like, they definitely weren't my own.
I feel like you're not saying yes and right now, Travis. I think you're saying yes, boners.
No, you said that's what occurred to me, that I was going to bone this dude.
Well, and
bone
him real. And also, I hate to take umbrage, but and then it occurred to me it's not a complete sentence.
There was a hyphen. There was an ellipsis at the end.
Chapter 2. I got fired from Dress Barn today.
I got fired by my manager, Josiah. I thought he was my friend. Also, he has amazing muscles, and he doesn't wear a shirt, and he wears a cape.
But a different cape. We're talking about a different Josiah here. I can't express this enough.
I wish...
Boy, I am really trying to get a hook into this story, Travis. You were just not letting it happen.
Let me try. I wish everything in my house smelled like Dress Barn Josiah.
Suddenly, there was a clattering at my window.
It was Santa Claus.
He eye-fucked my brain into sexy stuff.
Turns out Santa was a Dracul all along.
Santa climbed in my window, and he opened up his sack, and he let it fall to the ground. And inside, there was just one gift, and it was Josiah, the vampire from earlier, and not the dress bar Josiah.
He looked deep into my eyeballs, and I got totally, totally bonered for him.
And then Santa Claus was like, "Welp, I guess I should get going. Seems like things are about to get a little bit lusty in here. I've got other sex Draculas to drop off at kids' houses like you."
And then Josiah spun around, and he drank Santa's blood.
Oh, no.
Until he died.
And let me be honest, it was a huge turn-on.
So I reached inside of his sack, and I got out hundreds of sex Draculas, all for me. I'm not done.
I crowd surfed on the sex Draculas like Buckethead at a corn show when Buckethead was still in corn.
Was he ever? Damned.
Did he glamour him?
Yeah. I said the thing about the eye fucking.
Okay.
I think we just covered all our bases there. Also, wait, hold on. Oh, hold on. Somebody's at my door. Give me a second. Oh, it's a major book publisher, and we're all millionaires. So
yay!
This is the last episode of the podcast, I guess.
There's an editor's note. I turned a page. There's an editor's note that Buckethead wasn't in corn.
Yeah,
he doesn't know what he was thinking about. That he did some sort of GNR though. Maybe that's what he was thinking.
We'll put that in later editions, and it's gonna make this first edition like super rare and super valuable.
I was thinking a monkey, I think.
Welcome to our rare books section here at the Library of Congress. Come and you won't believe what's in this edition of Sex Draculas.
So, I think that's going to do it for us. We done?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, it's pretty much done. I don't want to do the podcast anymore. We're kind of into books now. Listen, we're doing a live show in December 21st. That is going to be in Huntington, West Virginia, our hometown, at Huntington City Hall Auditorium. If you want tickets to that, you can go to bit.ly/CandleNightsLive, and you can pick those up. They're $15. We've sold almost 500.
I can't fucking believe how many people are going to be at this show.
I know. It's going to be popping off in like a major way, and everybody's going to have a really good time. I do want to tell you, if you're coming in for the show, and you haven't gotten hotel accommodations yet, the Chase Anderson, who's the guy putting this show together for us, has arranged a special deal with the Pullman Plaza Hotel, where they're going to give people coming in for the show a special $99 rate. So if you want to get in on that, you call 866-613-3611 and say you're getting a room for the My Brother and Me show before December 17th. And you can get one at a discounted rate. That would be a great place to stay because it would actually be really close. Mm-hmm. That would be walkable to the theater. It would be walkable to the Lantern, which is where we're meeting up after the show. And it's really close to Pullman Square. There's a lot of places to like eat and shop, whatever you want to do. So that would be a good place to stay. Again, the number is 866-613-3611. And you can get into that discounted room.
Also, go ahead and start sending in your Candlelights questions.
Please.
And if you're going to be at the show, make sure that that's clear in your question. We'll probably also take some questions for the audience, so be thinking about that when you get there as well. Just make sure to put Candle Nights in the subject line so that I can find it.
Speaking of tickets, Max FunCon tickets are on sale now. Hopefully they will be on sale when this episode goes live. At the time of this recording on Sunday, like 70% of the tickets are sold out. You can go to maxfuncon.com, and you'll see the link for tickets there. Again, if they're sold out by the time this goes out, sorry. We've tweeted about it, and so has the official account. But it is, guys, it's seriously the most fun ever. So check it out, please.
We have new merch available for you. Go to maxfunstore.com, and you're going to find that stuff. We've got cool buttons. We've got our Fraternal Order of Brothers patch, bumper stickers, a question mark poster. Now, I think this is a new item since the last time we recorded. This is a very cool Saul Bass-inspired design by our friend Justin Russo. We sell a blue version of this at live shows, and it is red, and it is really, really... It is probably my favorite, like some of my favorite my brother me imagery.
It's in I got it hanging in my office. I'm looking at it right now. It really is so cool.
Go get that the question mark poster.
Also, make sure to follow us on Twitter. We've got a couple new projects coming up that you're going to be really, really excited about, and we're going to announce them first on Twitter. So follow us at MBMBAM for all the awesome news. It's just good to follow us anyways, because we usually talk about stuff on there before we get to the show, because we only do the show once a week.
Big thanks to the Long Winters for the use of our theme song, It's a Departure, off the album Putting the Days to Bed. You can find that album on iTunes, Amazon, wherever. Makes a great Candle Nights present for your loved ones. If your loved ones love the rock music.
Is that everything?
Listen to the other Max Fun shows. Justin, our featured Max Fun show of the week?
It's Sawbones.
Oh, well.
Marital Tour of Misguided Medicine, starring Justin McElroy and his charming doctor wife, Sydney McElroy. They walk you through all the dumb, stupid, bad ways that we've tried to heal people over the years. Recently, they've had episodes on Ebola, influenza, asthma, the Heimlich maneuver, vitamins, the goat testicle solution, cataracts, so much more. Acne, there's a ton of episodes there for you to listen to. Each one's like a half hour long, and I think you'd like it. So okay. Go listen to it at sawbonesshow.com, which will just take you to Max Fun.
Travis, I had a rumor that you're going to be on Throwing Shade this week.
That is correct. It's either this week or next week, but I think it's this week. I went on there, hung out with them. I love Brian and Aaron. If you aren't already listening to the show, go listen to it this week, and then tell them how much you loved it.
Yep.
Oh, also, stay tuned to our MBMBAM Twitter we're going to be announcing another live show in like the middle of the month, so don't miss that.
Don't miss it. Keep it locked. I want you pressing F5 like a junkie.
There's also a new My Brother, Me cartoon on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/MBMBAM, The Little Garbage Mermaid, which is something I had forgotten that we did. And then it was a cartoon, and now the evidence is there permanently. So there's lots of like little shorts and stuff, and it's a channel, so go watch them.
This final Yahoo was sent in by game-recognized game Rachel Sperling. Watch the Throne. Thank you, Rachel. It's by Yahoo Answers user Brian, who asks, do I need to see the original Madagascar movie to enjoy and understand the new Penguins of Madagascar movie? Thanks.
I'm Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
This has been my brother, me, kiss your dad, square on the lips.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Listener supported.
I'm Jesse Thorne.
I'm Jordan Morris.
The federal government has millions of dollars in programs and opportunities that you need to seize today.
You're a taxpayer, right? Well, then you've got it coming.
Thanks to Uncle Sam, you can get grant programs for veterans.
Postage stamps that'll ensure your mail gets there in a timely fashion.
Fruit for you and your family.
Child care for your children that turns them into super soldiers.
Get $1 million to open your own lake.
Useful power tools that are easy on your soft, delicate hands.
Your own personal radioactive brick.
More sexual attention from everyone at the used bookstore.
Greyhound tickets.
Soft, gentle kisses from TV's John Goodman.
A real narwhal.
Athletic socks filled with stew.
A valuable pamphlet on millet.
Your father's approval.
Don't wait, right now.
For all of this and more, drop us a line.
Jordan Jesse Go, 123 iTunes Street, or wherever you download podcasts.